You are listening to the Sage Advice Podcast. The Sage Advice Podcast.
Welcome back. You are listening to Sage Advice Podcast, and we are in the midst of our Ask Sage Advice series. Today's question comes in from Tanu, who says, I'm 27 and working. I'm attracted to my colleague. He approached me with a live-in proposal a few weeks back, and we were just into a serious relationship for a few months. Due to the pandemic and lockdown, I had to return to my parents' house, and I also lost my job. He was supportive throughout, but that live-in never materialized. We exchanged phone calls and chats. But suddenly his attitude post the pandemic lockdowns has changed, and now he tells me it's over. I can't get over the shock, and it feels like a serious rejection that's heartbreaking. What can I do? Dr. Preeti is answering your question, Tanu. She says it's a difficult situation for you because you're emotionally attached. But you need to understand that in a relationship, two people are involved, and we can't force one to be in a relationship against their will. In your situation, we're not aware what kind of relationship you were sharing. So there can be a lot many assumptions and presumptions, like because of a long distance relationship, he's not interested anymore and he's interested in someone else perhaps. And since he's decided to leave first, well, as a counselor, Preeti says, we can even think that you were getting a bit too possessive due to the distance and the relationship was turning into something toxic. Maybe you were too demanding and overbearing. Is that the case? Well, during the pandemic, everyone has been affected at some level or the other. And maybe he's also disturbed. Maybe he's also feeling some financial stress. Is the job loss that you've had also contributing to this? Actually, you should communicate your feelings to him very clearly and understand his issues also. That could be one last pitch attempt to work on this relationship. You can actually pen down your thoughts and share with him, so that you have a clearer perspective, and nothing works better than a face-to-face conversation, okay? So try and have that. And you need to give him space perhaps. That could also be one of the reasons, and analyze if you're giving him enough respect. Now there's another perspective that's coming from Anita Eliza, and she says there can be a couple of reasons for this. Now that we've not taken into consideration what he has to say, we have only your side of the story. In the heat of the moment, he got into a relationship, but when he was at home during the lockdown, he could analyze and understand that he felt maybe tied up or bound to behave in a particular manner. And that's what actually is coming in his way and now holding him back from a freer life. He's probably, or he was probably, never ready to commit to a relationship. Since it's just been a few months of knowing each other before you jumped into the relationship, he must have felt his feelings fading away. It's that initial rush of blood that's sort of now getting to a more realistic view of things. And it seems more real to him now that this long distance thing is not working. So the question, what can I do? Well, Eliza says that you can take cues from his behavior about how much he's investing in this relationship, and maybe you need to value your own dignity and back off. Well, it's not going to be easy at all. Anita feels that you may not desire to be with someone who doesn't feel the same about you, right? The feelings have to be reciprocal and at the same level. Alternatively, you could get some feedback from him about his absence from this relationship to understand the root cause. So I think once again, it comes down to having a face-to-face conversation and being very objective in that discussion. I hope it gives you some sort of path forward and make sense of this relationship. Wishing you all the best, young lady. And If you have a question as well, you can just put it across to us on our WhatsApp hotline 8284-800-259. We are here listening to all your issues and we are here to address them. Sage Advice is right here to help you make a better life.
You are listening to the Sage Advice Podcast. The Sage Advice Podcast.